it didn't sink in straight away. And then when I, you know, start reflecting and think about what achievement we've actually, you know, achieved, it's remarkable. But it only really sank in last week when I went to the club last Monday. And I was looking at the pictures of the championship winning side from 95-96, and I thought, it's the last time that the club really achieved something significant, you know, apart from the two cups, you know, playoffs to get promotion in the league. It's, you know, Tony Greenwood, Phil Entwistle did it before me, and, you know, delighted that, you know, we've gotten back to where they deserve to be.
You've spoken before about the potential and what the club could be capable of, and you showed that by winning a cup last season. Have they started to deliver now, this group of players and the people off the pitch, to kind of get Bamber Bridge on the map again and, as you say, getting some success in the league?
Yeah, Dan, I haven't hidden this fact, and I've said it to you and I've said it to the Evening Post, you know, time and time again. That club is built for minimum Conference North football. The facilities are out this world. The work that goes on behind the scenes is just all geared up for Conference North minimum. And my job is to try and get them back to that position. Winning the cup was obviously the point that put us back on the map, but we needed to follow it up quickly with, you know, continuing to get people to talk about Bamber Bridge. So the, you know, the playoff final victory was just, you know, the perfect ingredients, if you will, to what we wanted to achieve and what we have achieved.
Obviously, winning that playoff and getting the promotion is fantastic, and we'll get onto that in a moment, but was almost as pleasing the fact that the attendance was over 1,600, the people really turned out and came to support you.
Amazing. I mean, the crowds have increased all season. You know, we talked about a couple of years ago when there's 110, 120 people there. You know, we're averaging now 400-500 every week, and, you know, that's down to the lads. That's the way they play the football. It's down to the, you know, the marketing side and the media side. But when you get 1,600 people turning up on match day to roar your players on, the atmosphere was great. You know, when the winning goal went in, you see a flare on the pitch, and I don't know, it was just something really special. And, you know, you reflect and you think, you know, why could that ground not be that full every week if we get the club where we want to be? You know, there's no reason. Clubs have shown it. Chorley have shown it. Your Salfords have shown it. You know, we want to get them fans through the gate and hopefully, you know, get them to enjoy the football.
What challenges do you face in a football sense now, moving up to the higher level and having secured that promotion?
I don't want to be bold about budgets. You know, I've talked about before where Bamber Bridge has come from, and we know that, you know, in terms of the finances, we're not going to be one of the top paid teams in the league. But I'm not hiding behind that, because we wasn't last season when we won the cup. We certainly wasn't this season, and we've gone and joined the likes of Scarborough, Hyde and South Shields. But we know in the league above that there's, you know, significant challenges financially. And, you know, we're going to go up against Lancaster now, our local rivals. You know, we're one division below Chorley. And players at this standard of football now, when you're one division below the Conference North, are going to expect, you know, bigger wages. So that's going to be a big challenge for the club. Secondly, is to, you know, to increase the gates again. That's going to be a big challenge for the club. And just, you know, just continue to build on what they're doing will be a challenge, because the amount of energy and efforts that's gotten from everyone behind the scenes in the last, you know, couple of years, it's going to be hard for them to deliver even further, but I'm sure they will do. You know, I'm sure they will do. Everybody shares the same ambition as me and the same goal, and hopefully, you know, it doesn't stop here, and we continue to build on our success.
Is it a classic managerial conundrum now, as to you want to reward the players that have won a promotion, but you're always conscious perhaps that you might need to add and bring players in?
I'll tell you what I did, Dan. I mean, I'd already identified four or five targets, and I'd identified them the second half of the season, and that was either to go up or to stay in the league if we weren't successful, to go and win the league next season. So the four or five targets were already identified. What I have said to all the lads is that as a reward, everyone comes back in. But it is carte blanche again. You know, we've got to build a side again that's ready to compete at, you know, this level of football. And with the additions that we're looking to bring in, with retaining the current playing squad, it'll be difficult. There'll be a lot of competition. There'll be a squad of 25. But, you know, the shirts are going to be up for grabs. But I'm certainly not going into the league, Dan, to kind of settle for mid-table. If that's what happens, it happens. But I'm setting my souls out to finish as high as we can do. And, you know, if I mention the word promotion, I mention the word promotion. And that's what, you know, my ambition is. And I'm going to try and build a squad that's capable of achieving that.
During the season, we came to visit you and you were telling us about the off-the-field changes, infrastructure being put in at the club, a director of football. You've now got a chief executive or a managing director or whatever the title is. Off the pitch, how much has the club stepped forward in the last 12 months or so?
I mean, huge. I mean, right from, you know, Franny Doyle, chairman, for his efforts and his love and his passion for the club. Like you've just talked about, you know, employing Neil Crow as director of football. We've recently employed a full-time managing director in Alan Grant, who's working tirelessly behind the scenes. But it's also everybody else that's underneath that. You know, all the volunteers, the people who do things week in, week out. And I can't name them all because there are so many of them. But without their efforts, this is an impossible task. And, you know, with your chairman and the structure at the top, and now the people underneath that are just as important, because the amount of work that they do from the media side to the promotional side, to the bar activities, to the ground, etc. You can go on all day. It's huge. But the club have made an intention, they've made a statement, employing a full-time member of staff and employing a director of football, that this club's not settling for Unibond Premier football. We want to go up and up and reach Chorley and surpass Chorley if we can do. That's kind of where we want to be. And that's not doing any disservice to Chorley. I'm surely envious about where they are. But now I've got the taste for this success. I want to make sure that behind the scenes at the football club, everything's right to help me and the team realise our dream and our potential.
Some managers and some football teams have success on the pitch and kind of have to drag a club along with them, and the club has to be kind of brought up to that standard as they go along. Is it very much the case of the players and the off-the-field stuff being on a par and being in a position to kick on for you?
It is, Dan. I mean, I treat Bamberbridge Football Club as a professional football club. To me, I could be managing a football league club. I manage Bamberbridge in the way that I believe that professional clubs will be managed, and I've asked for that off the field. I've asked for it on the field. I've asked for it how people look after themselves outside of the football hours. There's no different. This for me is a club that's going to move forward. And, I've talked about my own personal ambition about going as high as I can, but I want to go as high as I can with Bamberbridge. And if another opportunity comes up along the way, it comes up. But my sole goal now is to make Bamberbridge as professional as you can do on and off the pitch, with the work of everybody that's obviously contributed towards the club and is associated with the club. But no, the dream is Conference North and above. That's what the dream is. And I'm not going to stop. I've got so much energy and passion to give. And, with my contacts and, the way the club's geared up, there's no reason why we can't do that.
And just finally, is there a time frame? Have you got some sort of idea of when you want to be delivering that standard of football? I know everybody talks about AFC filed and all those years ago, a 2022 Football League deadline set, and people laughed and they're very close to doing it. Is there something similar in your mind and in the minds of the people that run the club?
The fundamental difference between, Bamberbridge and AFC Fylde is obviously the money that's gone into there and, the developments. But they had a dream, they had an ambition, like you said, they're one step away, and, we're nearly over the line this season. For me, I've got used to winning. We've won the cup, we've won the playoff final, and I don't want that feeling to go away. So if you're asking me, am I targeting promotion next season? Absolutely. Am I targeting life in the Conference North? Absolutely. And there's no arrogance in saying that. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But it certainly is an ambition, and I'm not going to be settling for, life in the Unibond Premier Division. And, I'm encouraging the club to do everything they can do in the background to create the budget, create the finances, create the infrastructure that's needed to take the club forward. But for me, Dan, it's all about getting Bamberbridge as high as they can do. And like I've just said, success becomes, it's a habit. And with this current squad's going into next season full of motivation, and we're ready to go again, to be honest.